Hi, I'm Bria Barthel, and today I'm talking about books with Stephanie Dudek, Head of Reference and Adult Services at the Troy Public Library. Stephanie, thanks for coming back. Let's hear what you have for us today.
Hi, thanks for having me back. I'm here to tell you about a couple books today. The first one I'm going to talk about is called The Snow Child by Ewan Ivory. This is a very good winter read. It's a few years old. It came out in 2012. But it's an excellent alternative to the more syrupy Christmas books and movies that come out this time of year. It's quickly becoming a modern classic. It's a character-focused book. Its plot unravels slowly over the course of many years. It has kind of a magical quality to it, fairy tale-esque, but stays grounded in reality. It's about a childless couple that in the 1920s who are living on the Alaskan frontier. They're trying to make it on their own farm. They are hoping for a child. They go out one day on the first snow of the year and they build a small snow child just for fun. And the next day the snow child has vanished. But they start catching glimpses of this little girl running through the forest, and they have repeated encounters with her, and her reappearances always brighten the couple's somewhat bleak existence out in this wilderness. This book explores the couple's struggles with loss, loneliness, and how human connection and hope keeps us afloat. I really recommend it. It's a great read for the winter time. The second book I'm going to talk about is our book club pick for our upcoming meeting on January 10th, and that's at 6:30. The book we're reading for this month is A Long Petal of the Sea by Isabel Allende. It's a historical fiction book set in the 1930s as the Civil War grips Spain. When General Franco overthrows the government, thousands are forced to flee. It centers on the characters Roser, a pregnant widow, and Victor, an army doctor, brother of her deceased love. They marry under tragic circumstances, and with other refugees, they embark on a journey on the ship, the SS Winnipeg, to Chile to start over on a new continent. So I'm really looking forward to reading that one for January, and hopefully you'll join us.
And that day again is January 10th at 7 p.m.? 6:30 p.m. Okay, now in addition to the books, you have lots of other materials available through the library. I was thinking perhaps today we could talk a little bit about the magazines and other materials online through a couple different portals.
Yes, we have our Libby app. It's a free app that you can download from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, depending on what device you have. And that allows you to check out not only books and audiobooks, but magazines. They're available through the Upper Hudson Library System. There's a wide variety of magazines. In addition to that, we do have some other things to check out that will help you get through the winter. We have our Museum Pass program. We have a wide variety of museum passes. We lend them out for 3 days at a time. That should hopefully give you enough time to make travel plans and experience the museum and then get the pass back to us so we can pass it on to someone else. At this point, we're still recommending everyone calls the museum they intend to visit ahead of time just to check on their current COVID procedures, etc. The passes are good for different things depending on which museum you're visiting. Some have a pass that is free for an entire family unit, and then there's others that they only give you a discount on the pass. So check on that as well when you come check out a museum pass. We have the ever popular Mass MoCA pass and a pass for the Clark Art Institute, which are ever popular. We also have the Albany Art Institute, which is a little closer to home, and the Children's Museum at Saratoga and the Eric Carle Museum. So hopefully there's something for everyone.
Great. And part of your work is reference services. I imagine with what my sister calls Dr. Google, that you may not be getting quite as many questions through reference services. What are some of the most interesting things that have come up in the last little while?
Ooh, the most interesting things. There's always unexpected things. People call needing directions or phone numbers to doctor's offices. We have one gentleman that calls in fairly frequently, hoping to find out information on a wide variety of topics, including the Renaissance era and evolution. I'm not sure what he's studying, but it seems very interesting.
Okay. Thanks so much, Stephanie. And this is Bria Barthel talking about books and beyond with Stephanie Dudek, Head of Reference and Adult Services at Troy Public Library. Thanks again.
Thanks so much for having me.